Julie Schwartzberg, excited to present Meltdown, the third and final adventure in the Task Force Valor series by Chuck Colton. Both of Chuck's previous Task Force Valor novels have been almost prescient in their storylines. In book one, All is Fire, terrorists attempted to smuggle liquid explosive aboard jetliners, and the book was released only a month before the incident in London where real terrorists tried to do the same thing. In book two, Island Inferno, pirates used the remote island of Cueva in Panama as a base for their operations. 2 months after the book was released, the U.S. Coast Guard intercepted a ship that was carrying over 20 tons of cocaine just off the same island, the largest maritime drug bust in history. This led to more patrols around the island and the discovery that narco traffickers were using the island as a base of operations. Book 3, Meltdown, explores the security issues surrounding the nuclear reactor at Chernobyl. The concrete sarcophagus that was hastily constructed, at the cost of many lives, to contain that accident is crumbling, and security around the site is lax. If terrorists could detonate a truck bomb at the reactor, the resulting catastrophe could be many times worse than the original Chernobyl disaster in 1986, potentially making much of Europe radioactive. This is certainly a real-world concern that sets the stage for a white-knuckle, page-turning reading experience. Let's hope this story never makes future world headlines. Chuck Colton served 4 years in the elite 75th Ranger Regiment, the same unit profiled in the movie Black Hawk Down. He saw combat in Panama in 1989. After leaving active duty, Chuck flew helicopters in the National Guard while attending college. In 2004, he pursued writing full-time and began working as the adventure correspondent for CBN. Chuck's nonfiction titles include A More Elite Soldier, Stories from a Soldier's Heart, and Bulletproof. Meltdown is adrenaline-laced, fast-paced action-adventure with strong military authenticity. Holton creates a captivating cast, including CIA agent Mary Phoenix Walker, who holds her own amid a special operations explosive ordnance disposal team, and risk-taker Master Sergeant Bobby Sweeney, who tries to fill a hole in his spirit by being tough and pretending it doesn't exist. We have Chuck Holton with us today to talk a little bit more about Meltdown. Here's Alice Kreider.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Chuck.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure.
Chuck, how has your background as an Army Ranger affected your writing in the Task Force Valor series?
Well, I guess my background as a Ranger pretty much affects everything that I do. They say you can take the boy out of the Army, but you can't take the Army out of the boy. And my experience in the Rangers basically gave me a good basis so that I can write convincingly about military subjects. It also gave me a kind of an enduring love for the military, and it's my hope that I can honor the men and women in uniform with the writing that I do now by using the experience I've had in the military.
Would you describe ITEB, which is a thread throughout all three of these books, and explain its significance on and how each book in the series deals with it in a different manner?
The Task Force Valor series is centered around a liquid explosive called ITEB, isotriethylborane. It's a colorless, odorless liquid, looks just like water, and when it's put in a bottle, all you have to do is open the bottle to make it detonate. And in this way, it can get around a lot of the technology that's been put in place to secure our borders and to secure our airports and to secure lots of places, because it can't be sniffed out by dogs, it can't be sniffed out by machines, it can just pass right through all those kinds of things. ITEB in book three makes it into the United States and starts blowing up. At that time, the team, Task Force Valor, is in Ukraine trying to track down the source of the explosive, the scientist who was originally selling it on the black market. They run into a dead end in Ukraine, but at the same time, things start going crazy in the United States as ITEB starts blowing up gas pipelines and power lines and bridges and creating havoc all over the country. What we come to find out by the end of the book is that the mastermind behind all of this is Michael LaFontaine, the colonel who is the godfather to John Cooper, our team sergeant in Task Force Valor. Michael LaFontaine has been portrayed as the good guy throughout all three books. Michael LaFontaine is a very patriotic man who is fed up with the U.S. government and how they seem to be half-stepping the war on terror. He comes to the realization at some point that The reason they're half-stepping is because the American people are not demanding that they take a stronger stand. And so Michael LaFontaine decides to take action that will make the American people so uncomfortable that they will demand that the United States get tougher on terror. What he does is he buys the remaining ITEB on the black market, the remaining product, ships it to the United States, and hires someone to go around and start blowing things up. This creates havoc in the U.S. At the same time, Task Force Valor is in big trouble in the Ukraine. They're being pursued by the Ukrainian army. They're on the run, trying to get out of the country any way they can. By the time Task Force Valor gets out of Ukraine, they have a new mission, and that's to go back to Panama and raid a mountain ranch that they have to go back to Panama to raid the ranch where a phone call came from directing some of these explosions in the United States. When they get to the ranch and kick in the door, they're dumbfounded to find Michael LaFontaine there. Michael LaFontaine thought he could get away with this by feigning his own death and moving to Panama and retiring to a mountain hideaway. But he didn't count on Task Force Valor coming along.
We've been talking with Chuck Holton, author of Meltdown, the third and final in the Task Force Valor series. Chuck, thanks for being with us today.